Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Monet forgets her number one employee, Rosé. We talk all about teamwork and we find out what made Monet say this.
So your school wants you to take this dead pregnant cat into your kitchen where your family cooks dinner and boil it? And we find out what made Bob say this.
There was just so much butt space, like 2 inches off my ass. You are about to lose your job. Get this dance. You are about to lose your job because you are detaining me. For nothing.
You're back to your old overall days. When I first met Bob, you used to stay wearing your jeans overalls. Yeah, where are they? Do you know they are?
Girl, they're gone. I don't have them anymore.
Your little denim overalls. It's a picture on my phone of you. Can you call me real quick? Let me show everyone.
Show them the picture that's on my phone of you?
I mean, fine.
You want to say you don't want me to show nobody that picture.
Well, why do you have to get equal? I just want to show them. It's a cute picture of you. You want to show them.
I think it's a cute. I genuinely love this picture of you. And we just call Monet Exchange at.
Oh, my God. Why would you do that? Look at this cute picture of Bob. Zoom into that editor. Look at this cute. You look so cute.
I can't. You have one of those little protectors.
Oh, absolutely. Because when I'm looking at dick pics, I don't need people to see my business.
I need one of these because I'd be up in the plane looking at pornography.
Have you ever been looking at a picture on, like, a nasty picture on the plane and you know the person is looking at
it? And honestly, I'm like, get off my phone. Can I show them mine?
Sure, Bob.
We were at.
Am I calling you?
This was Monet in my apartment. No, I haven't pulled up. We were at my apartment. And
we're coming from a gig.
This is my apartment.
Oh, yeah, where is your apartment?
And when they had it was cold. When it's cold in your city, everyone knows runs. And when they didn't want her makeup to get messed up, so she just had it.
Do you set that rule? Bobby's have a rule, a very strict rule of however he entered your name in his phone, it never changes.
Well, it's not about it being a strict rule. It's just because that's usually how I've trained my finger to searching for you.
Am I still Exchange?
Let's see.
Are you still having me as E-Exchange?
Exchange.
Bob, did I see? That's not how your brain has been wired to remember. You know exactly what my fucking name is.
Well, I know your name, but when I Google you or when I search you, this is how I find you.
On everything else, you do the letter X, the word change on your phone.
I changed one person's name.
Who?
This guy who became a really good friend of mine, and his name was Grinder, and I changed it to his last name. But it's also because I used to search by his first name. But also, why do people care how their phone is in my phone? Like, I'm not putting it that way on the internet. I'm not putting it. This is just my phone. It's literally just my phone.
Well, I just want to say that your reasoning is flawed because you're saying this is how I search your name. It's like, that's not you search.
No,
your
on
name.
My phone.
But everything else you search it the regular way.
Yeah. Like, for example, I also changed Luis's name too, because Luis's name used to be Luis Drag.
Lola St. Lourdes?
No, it was Luis Lola Drag. Got and it. Then I would send people my assistant's number, and they'd be like, Luis Lola Drag. So I changed it to his actual name.
Black folk,
but Kennedy's name is still Kennedy Berkeley.
I know. Black folk are worried about that. Like, Kamika, she hates that I have her full name in my phone. She's like, Kevin, why do you have my full government in your phone?
It's also not hard to find someone's government name. Like, it's really easy.
Kamika is just weird. She's weird.
It's a black girl thing.
It's a black girl
thing. Maybe a black person thing. I don't know a lot of guys who are like that, but... Yeah, people really do not want you to know they're legal, and it's kind of strange. I mean, I don't want to say who's like that, because then the fans will go find her name, but there's a drag race girl that we're really close to who just does not want people to know her real name.
Can you say?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she is, like, weird about people knowing her name. And I'm like,
One time I said it, child, she almost burned the fucking retinas off my eye.
Well, if you really want to get wild, don't ever say her mom's name, but she will... Burn it down.
Really?
She doesn't want people to see pictures of her mom. I'm like, bitch, are you the witness protection?
Maybe she is in the witness protection program.
Well, I mean, this would be, I would say if you're in the witness protection program and you are out here in this world trying to be on Broadway and TV shows and movies, I would say you are failing at the witness protecting.
You're right. We're talking about Rosé, guys.
Are you still friends with Rosé? Rosé's one of the queens who was like, Rosé used to do your show. Don't act like Rosé did not used to do your show.
What show?
Bitch, the exchange rate.
Rosé used to do the exchange rate? What do you mean, Rosé? What do you mean she did the exchange
no,
rate?
No, she did like a bit on your show. Didn't Rosé have like a drink?
Oh, yeah, that was in quarantine.
The erasure.
Well,
the fact that you fully forgot, you just acted like this bitch wasn't even ever a part of the exchange rate.
Because when I think exchange rate, I think of back in the studio, so I have a hard time separating...
Yikes. So all that hard work you did, Rosé, literally meant nothing. Money doesn't even remember you. Oh, you're God. Literally nobody to her.
She was very funny. Yeah, but yes, Rosé and I are still friends. But you know how it is. Like, when you're traveling and touring, girl, yeah. I see you when I see you. Are you in?
Who?
Derrick Barry still friends?
I've probably seen Derrick Barry and talked to her more recently than you talked to Rosé.
Well, that's only because you just went to the Vegas show. Please stop acting like before that. When was the last time you spoke to Derrick Barry?
None of your business. This is our private friendship. And that is, quite frank, I'm offended you would even ask that. That is none of it. Also, Derrick Barry never did a segment on my show. So you're saying Rosé was...
But Derrick Barry gave you a career, Ratchet Drag.
You're saying Rosé was literally just an employee to you. And you don't remember, you don't keep up with your employees. Was she an employee?
She was an employee of mine.
Wow.
Oh my God.
I thought we were done dragging Rosé back on... I'm so sorry, Rosé. I did not mean for it to go down like this.
I know we have one topic, but I think we should talk about this a little bit. I'm very intrigued by this. How this is in relation to sibling watchery. How people get so up in their feelings. About review. Like, because here's the thing, all right? I get it. We were both sensitive when we were on the show, and you see something.
Don't be throwing us up and don't be hoo-hoo-ha and hustling. Speak for yourself, Miss Thing.
But with the Tamisha Iman shit last year, and now this season, one of the current girls got a little butthurt about some things we were saying, and I'm like, Mary, it's just a review. Like, you're on, like, it's a review. I don't understand.
Well, I feel like, okay, I talked to River Medway.
How was it?
So River Medway was like, hey, girl, that really wasn't about you. I'm not backpedaling, Your Honor, is what I like to say. And it wasn't about you. It was just something I've noticed that people are saying. And she goes, and you're right, there is. And I was like, you know, it's one of those things where take anything. I say, I really enjoy you on the show.
Cut to this episode, we were praising her, how much we loved her.
I also said, but also take that with a grain of salt, too. Like, don't take anything I say with, like, take it all with a grain of a grain of salt and a shot of penicillin. Because, like, my opinion doesn't really matter that much.
Right.
It's just how I feel your outfit looks.
Yeah.
I do think that you and I get significantly harsher critiques for being critical than pretty much any other review show.
This is true. I agree with that.
Because, I mean, I love Violet. Violet is mean.
Mean.
Mean, mean. Trixie has had some harsh opinions. All of them.
Yeah.
And I will say
when Violet did, everyone was like,
Well, I think it's also a thing too. I got less critiques when I was doing the pit stop than than I did on my own show. And I will say the pit stop really filtered out a lot of the things I was saying. You've done the pit stop a few times.
Yeah.
If you go too hard,
they're like,
yeah, they'll come in and be like, "Can you say something nice?" And I'll be like, "I like her shoe." And then they'll pop on the screen and it'll be like me going, "I like her shoe," and then it'll cut to like the next. Who did I just say?
Who?
Did I just say someone's name? Yeah. Who did I say?
I don't remember.
It just came out.
Can I just say, I love that you are wearing your glasses all the time now.
Well, I didn't have them before.
Well, you had access to it. You just didn't.
No, I didn't start wearing glasses until I got here.
But you used to wear glasses as a kid, and you just stopped, and you're.
Oh yeah, yeah. I lost my glasses when I was like 20. The glasses I bought myself.
Got it.
And then I just never went and got them. I'm not blind.
Right.
But it does help me a lot. I don't have to do like this so often. So I just feel, you know, my life's a little bit easier when I wear my glasses. But I don't need to wear contacts. Like some of us are like really can't see without glasses.
Jacob, he just eyeballed at you.
But there are folks in this room who really, sometimes I'll hand Jacob, like Jacob will be in the bed at night. He goes like set his alarm and be like.
Oh my God. you're being
hyperbolic. Jacob, am I exaggerating?
Without my glasses, I hope I phone like here.
Okay, y'all, Jacob is doing this.
No, Jacob has done this before. There have been times when Jacob was like I'd be like, damn. This shit is super funny.
Everyone in my family has actually that's not true.
Did you see Demi Lovato's trailer for their new show?
No.
Okay, Demi Lovato has a show on Peacock called Unidentified. What do you think it's about?
Unidentified.
It's called Unidentified. What do you think it's about? I don't want to cloud your judgment, but it's called Demi Lovato. With all they've been going through in the media, it's called Unidentified. What would you think this show would be about? Because we're about to watch this trailer, and then we're gonna cut to your reaction.
Maybe it's about her
there.
Maybe it's about their gender being like. It's like. It's unidentifiable. They're moving through it.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, it's about their journey through gender and being non-binary. All right, Jaber's gonna cut to her reaction to this.
Oh my God, is that a joke?
Now listen, everyone. I don't have any screeners for this show, and I don't want to give you spoilers, but I can guarantee you, in this 4-part series. They will not find any UFOs. This I can promise you. If one person was to crack the case on UFOs, I don't think Demi Lovato.
That is insane.
Is the one out here and breaking news about aliens.
Imagine how much they paid her to do this show.
They paid her. They them a lot of money.
And her them. Imagine how much this production costs.
A lot of money.
This is insane.
And this. Is wild. There is no way they're finding UFOs. There is no way. Also, now Demi Lovato is like a UFOlogist, and like, what is happening?
That is insane.
Isn't the, I was like, oh, it's gonna be about gender identity.
Yeah,
I'm excited to watch this. Hi, I'm Demi Lovato, singer, actor, and UFO experiencer. I was like, I feel like this has to be high camp.
No, it's not, Bob. This is real.
And also, their friend being like, oh, this is, can we do this? Do what? Sleep in Joshua Tree on ayahuasca? Yeah, you probably can.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, and I don't know what obviously they're sober and stuff now. But
are they? Okay. I'm sorry. I don't, that's inappropriate. That is inappropriate.
But people... But people go to Joshua Tree and you see things in the sky after you have
there is a scene where
done some things.
There's a scene where it looks like they're doing it has that
I know exactly what you're talking about.
It looks like they're doing ayahuasca.
Oh yeah.
It has that like
yeah.
The vibe.
Yes. I know.
You know
yes.
The ayahuasca vibe.
Yes, for sure.
Would you do ayahuasca? I heard it really makes you quite sick.
I would definitely do ayahuasca. You know, it makes you like vomit and shit yourself.
No.
Yeah.
Can we talk about the fact that, like, here it is.
It is very, that is very ayahuasca. Bitch,
these bitches are on peyote.
That is ayahuasca down. This, right? This is what Chelsea Handler did when she did ayahuasca.
Yeah, something about, I've only seen it in TV. Something about this scene tells me you're doing hallucinogens. This scene says, I am about to do drugs.
You know what it is? It sounds like someone who did some acid and then did it at nighttime. You know, acid is an hallucinogen.
Yeah.
The skies and clouds and stuff start to move. That's what it sounds like to me.
And I just wonder why, like, there's so many things you could do with Demi Lovato, like music and singing and recovery and, like, gender identity.
Why?
And, like, when they were, like, when they were pitching their things, they were like, oh, I got singing. Yeah. Isn't Demi, like, a Grammy Award winner or something?
I don't know if she won any Grammys, but she has a, but, like, this girl has a beautiful voice.
But
her last documentary was the one who almost punched that girl in the face. The one where they almost punched that girl in the face.
I remember thinking to myself, I'm about to punch this bitch in the face. It's one of the best.
Oh, it's so good. Also, just hearing her
I remember thinking to myself.
Hearing them sing at a studio. I was like, oh my God, I didn't know Demi.
Demi has two Grammys.
Does she really? Do they really?
And this bitch is out here doing.
She's a UFOlogist, girl.
I can't do. All right, I can't do. Anyway, Jacob told me about this, and I was like, this feels like a parody. This seemed like a sketch that would be on SNL. Like, they'd be like, and now Mariah Carey is obsessed with ghosts. Have you guys heard that Mariah Carey is now a ghost hunter?
I will say I've heard that there are a lot of these production companies, they're looking for specifically, like, drag queens and, like, paranormal stuff. Like, specifically. Like, that's like a
part. Well, if y'all know, Thorgy has a ghost living in her house. So if you're out there and you are a...
Does she? Oh, she said this on First Person Person.
Thorgy has told me several times about the ghost in her house. I don't believe in ghosts, but Thorgy believes there's a ghost in her house. So if you're listening to this, I'm done helping Thorgy in her career. Let's take a break.
Apparently, maybe we'll talk about that through the break.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those, like, lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Imagine an app designed to make you use it less. Seems counterproductive, right? Well, Apartments.com's instant alert feature works exactly that way. Instead of scanning rental listings a million times a day, simply set and forget your search to whatever you're looking for in the place and let Apartments.com do the rest. From pet-friendly apartments to balconies to in-unit ACs, Apartments.com's powerful search tool lets you know when the perfect combination of features you're seeking is listed. So now you don't have to power through rental descriptions one by one. With more rental listings than anywhere else, Apartments.com's instant alert means you can spend less time online looking for the perfect place and more time to do you. Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
And we're back. Monet and Thorgy are in full on war right now.
Can I just say, people were like, why is Monet being so mean? I was like, I'm clearly kidding. They're like, why is Monet being so mean?
How come after during the, we have the footage of you saying cut and I'm not kidding. You said it.
Like, don't you feel like the fans take some things, they just choose random things to think, oh, Bob's being serious about this time.
Yeah, it is very strange.
When I'm like, we're literally always kidding around. What about this it denotes realism to you?
I don't, girl, these fans really be on their, I don't know. The fans are strange. Can I just quickly say that you look really beautiful in the Entertainment Weekly. You all look so great.
Thank you.
You know what I kind of wish?
What? Who do you think stole? Who was like, let's say this was like a top model group picture. Who was the one that was?
Jada Essence Hall.
For sure. It's great. Okay, who's second? Who's second?
It's you, okay? It's you.
Come on, the leg.
I'm thinking about the photo and the video. So I like Jada. Was it like a boot or like leggings?
It was a boot.
Like fully encrusted or?
Like, yeah, boot and gloves.
Yeah, it was like the Cardi B
watch
thing, but hers were like jewelry, something.
Like stone, like not stones, like pieces of like diamond jewelry.
Yeah, it looks really, really good.
It looks amazing.
You also look absolutely stunning. Black people look really good in white.
White.
And I also, you know, I was kind of thinking about this. You're so funny. I also was thinking about how I wish it would have been this like Barbara Streisand-esque moment. Because your dress was like this kind of like, you know, one of the little teddy dresses.
Yeah, yeah.
And there is this moment like this. I'm going to show you.
Alexis Michelle?
Yeah, Alexis Michelle has one. And I was like, if it was went all the way down to the ground like that, you would have gathered the children.
But I feel like because
you looked really, really stunning.
Because of the shots, I didn't want it to be so cumbersome on me.
Yeah.
But I do, the solo shot's going to be. Do you know who shot it? The guy who shot it, the photographer, he listened to our podcast. Beautiful man. One of the most, Bob, he.
His name is Eric Carter.
Bob, he is so sweet and so
It's
kind.
Hard to find photographers, pictures of them, because when you Google photographers, all you see is their pictures.
Yeah.
Eric Carter.
He's this black guy. He was he shot RuPaul for Interview Mag. He's a world-renowned photographer. He was so sweet and so kind, and it was a pleasure working with him. But he's so beautiful.
Well, I see his work, but I do not see.
I know Mr. he probably Carter. Doesn't post any pictures of himself on his page.
Like how old is he?
Our age.
Oh, work.
Yeah.
And this resume is popping for someone in their fucking 30s.
Oh yeah.
Regina King. I'm looking at fucking Uzo Aduba.
Yeah, he's great. RuPaul, he shot RuPaul.
RuPaul.
Wait, is that him up there?
I don't know. But to everyone know, I was not there because, like always, I was not in the group thread. Monet hangs out with all her friends without me. It was another one of those moments. So do you want to come clean about that?
Bob was filming the finale episode of We're Here.
Wow. So you I cannot believe you gave a spoiler. There's a finale.
Shut up. I was in for a second. I was like... Anyway, Bob was in the finale. We're here, so he could not be there. And then I don't know. Can I?
That's y'all's business. That is. Well, obviously James wasn't there because I don't know if James still gets offers. James, the winner of season 2, formerly known as Tyra. Yeah. I don't know if he still gets offers, but he's made it pretty clear that he does not want to be associated with RuPaul's Drag Race. Yeah. I think it would have been fierce if he'd have been there out of drag in like a white suit, because he is a part of like
for sure
the zeitgeist of drag and like. Contributing to Drag Race history and black history. Like he really is. He's the second winner of the show.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I know.
And he's a part of why the first three winners of the show were all people of color. And I think that's really amazing. I think he deserved to win. And he's very problematic. I know. And I'm also not interested in like canceling people because they are
threatened to kill everyone at DragCon.
Oh my God. I didn't say... People have transgressions
for sure,
and I've had some too.
Yeah,
and I think that people deserve some. For me, everyone has a different litmus for what they are willing to be forgiving on.
Agreed. For sure.
So I think it would have been cool if you'd been there out of drag. And Shay wasn't there.
Shay was not there. I mean, that's not.
You got some tea,
Mark? I mean, it's not. We can't get now. It's gonna make it feel like something bigger than it is. But I don't think she'd be mad about it, saying it. But like one of like her outfit didn't arrive. So and they tried to get her options, but they were no good options. Like I saw the options they brought, and I think they tried their best too. But they were all like white girl knit illusion, white stuff, and it just
not what.
I know. Oh God, is that problematic? Oh God, I'm gonna get the production team.
I mean, I'm just gagged they would bring that. That is so to the all black girls shoe.
I think they were trying their best, and maybe they thought they can like cut it out and like style it around her, but they
was like Evie light skin.
It was that morning, so they were trying. It literally all happened that morning, so they were trying their best to get options, you know. But and in Shade's defense, I was like, I wouldn't want to wear any of that stuff either. I would have had to pass.
I did not know it was in LA. I saw her tweet. I have white clothes here.
What do you have white?
I have like a few. I mean, I've been doing drag for fucking 13 years. I got like at least 3 white outfits.
She gonna put your
my pads on.
She gonna put your.
They could have clipped that shit in the back.
Your straight jacket outfit on.
Well, that's like a. I have a white gown from We're Here that I would not let her wear because it hasn't aired yet. But I have to have some white stuff. Yeah. I have my white cowboy look.
Bob.
If Shay is it, that's what I wore for the shoot. I mean, I don't know. I released it because I was there. I did cause it. I got kicked off set. I did cause a scene. Me and Monet got into veganism. We started talking about veganism. We got into a huge fight. And then I asked her to send me Jay Soul Cynthia's phone number because I lost it. That's the irony. And then I got kicked off set, but I released the.
You did. You look great.
When I was being thrown out, I was leaving. I was leading in.
Well, honestly, this kind of rolls into our topic because in like so anytime there's like a big group shot, and you've done a few for Nubia.
Yeah.
I guess you and I did it for
Stonewall.
Stonewall.
I've done them for obviously we each did Drag Race.
Yeah. Do you ever try to steal focus in like a big shot?
I honestly try not to. I don't like to steal focus. I really like to be a team player when it comes to that kind of thing.
But you still want to shine bright?
I want to shine bright. I want to look my best. Yes, Jacob.
That was the challenge, season 1, episode 8.
Oh no! I mean, when is
yeah? So season 1, episode 1. That was literally what your challenge to do was still focus.
I think I won that.
You did challenge. Win that.
Yeah. When the goal is to still focus, I know how to still focus, but I'm really interested in like being a team player. Now you know who loves
who
to steal. I mean, like stealing focus is like her. Her fucking pussy gets so wet.
Ooh.
Kimchi. So we do this thing where we would take photos on the season 8 promo tour. I never forget this. And Kim would always, always stand like 4 feet from the, like we'd all be together. And then Kim would stand like really far from everyone. Or she'd go like all the way to the front and block like 3 people.
But she's probably being silly.
And she did it as a bit, but it's still stealing focus.
I think a good, in every shot I accept, like, probably this one.
I just realized we did do a group photos in Drag Race, but we, in my head, I don't know why.
Drag Race you did?
Yeah, but I realized the promo photos, I say promo, but we're not actually together.
They're composite.
I don't know why I was like, yeah, we were all just, we were together in the space.
Yeah, but not on the thing at the same time. I always try to like be like the fiercest. Like in when we did a little Trixie and her friends Pride Happy Hour.
Okay, talk about being a team player. Can we like talk about that? Are you comfortable talking about that?
Oh my God, sure.
You're the one who brought it up. So, Monet, y'all go to Trixie's YouTube page and look up her Pride. Go to YouTube and Trixie Mattel Pride, and there was this gig, and Monet is doing like. It is basically Trixie Mattel at like a bar hosting all of her friends.
Yeah.
And then like Trixie hosts this event.
Yeah.
But from what I understand, initially, it might not have been presented that way.
Initially, it was presented as like a Pride happy hour that we would all be like doing the show together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you got the script.
And I think it morphed into Trixie and friends, which it was.
Was there any ego where you're like, be a team player, just do it? Or was there any moment where you were like, I'm not going to, because I will say this, I have turned down gigs because they've been like, it'll be you and then like this one queen, mm-hmm. and she'll be like the main queen and you'll be like some dumb bitch on the side. That's not the word of the people. But I was like, I don't want to do that. Like, it doesn't speak
to me. Oh, yeah,
I've
definitely turned on some gigs like that. I think what made this one a little bit different. At first, I was like, damn, not Trixie and Friends. But then I realized like, the caliber of all of us who were the friends. You know what I mean? I mean, fucking Peppermint, fucking Kim Chi, myself, who girls who are big in the community. So part of me, there's always a part like ego, right? Of, like, how dare I be the and friends? But then part of it, then the other side of it is like, so what? Everyone has their chance to dance in the sun. So there was a part of me, like, my ego was like, I can't be the and friends. I'm the fucking main. I am the main character. I am not fucking who. I mean, I don't know the friends people. Okay, let me go.
Ross Chandler.
No, the original friends, Living Single.
I would say there's even more. I would say, Good Times is more of a family show.
Yeah. I'm not the Sinclair. I'm not the regime bitch. I'm fucking Khadijah. You know what I mean? So there's ego and there's like practicality. I'm like, it's just one gig. It'll be fine.
Honestly, I'm Maxine.
You are very Maxine.
And Living Single, I am 100% Maxine.
And I'm definitely Sinclair.
Yeah, exactly. Woo, 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 woo. But I feel like whenever I, like, there are certain people that I would play second fiddle to because I really like them and I really enjoy their, like, if it was Monet's Pride Hour, I would be honestly happy to be like a pop in and be like, hey girl, beepity boppity boop, yeah. And beat it. You know, maybe if BB's a Heart, but Nate did one, if Peppermint did one. There are lots of people that I would pop in and be like, I'll just do my little bit and leave.
Yeah.
But there are times where I'm like, I'm just not going to spend my energy, time, and resources doing a bit on certain people's shows. It's kind of like one of the reasons why I will never go back on Watch What Happens Live.
Never.
Because I'm like, I don't feel valued here. Also, the job doesn't pay.
Right.
The
job does not pay, but never. When I see girls do it, I'm like, bitch, did you really say yes to this gig?
But some people,
they don't even put your handles on.
They barely say your name.
Bitch. Yeah, no. But then again, I look at celebrities who do it all the time. They guess on each other's stuff. And it doesn't
for mean, friends, probably.
Probably for friends, too.
You know what I really mean? Diminish.
Which, by the way, can you talk to your friend Leslie Jones? We need to be on Supermarket Sweep.
Well, Leslie will be at the We're Here premiere on Friday, so you can say hi to her there.
We need Bob. I watch Supermarket Sweep religiously. You and I would fucking turn Supermarket Sweep off.
Only if they do like a celebrity Supermarket Sweeps.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like I want to go on some of these shows, but I also want it to be like the celebrity version because, goddamn it, Monet, I have accepted our status. We are celebrities.
We are for sure. And I want to go against you in $100,000 pyramid because I would whoop on you.
Is it trivia?
It's no. You have to guess the names. So like Something with four wheels that you drive to work.
A car. Yeah. I would beat you.
No, you would not.
Yes, for sure.
Bob, I'm very good at it. I watch every episode.
Okay. I watch Dr. Pimple Popper all the time. I'm not qualified to do the work. Let's take a break. We'll be back.
Our next partner has truly made a positive impact on the most important person in my life. And no, I'm not talking about Jacob. I'm talking about my cat. My cat's old food used to stink, y'all, okay? And I used to dread every time I had to feed Miss Colleen. That old cat food was boring, it was gray, it was looking crazy, and I could see Colleen literally vomiting telepathically at the thought of having to eat it. And cat food has been the same forever, so it's time cat food took the move to the 21st century, and that's why I've been trying Smalls. Are you feeding your cat kibble? Now is the time to update your cat food with Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your fridge, and it's delivered right to your door. Smalls was started
now,
back
I was watching my poor niece eat literal hard kernels of dry cereal while Monet and Andy were eating gourmet food. And that's actually when I stepped in and I said, we need to make sure that she's eating as well as you two are, okay? Smalls was started back in 2017 by a couple of guys home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. And a few short years later, they serve millions of meals to cats around the world, honey. And I feel better knowing that Colleen is eating well. And that she has an aunt like me who looks out for her to make sure she's not eating that old burnt up kibble. You can finally open up a packet of cat food and not get nauseated. You actually recognize the ingredients in the packet of Smalls Food. Now give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/rivalry and use code RIVALRY to check out for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find. But
you have to use the code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
Do you believe in sacrificing yourself for the greater good? For the team?
No. Well, it depends. And school group project, absolutely not. I'm not getting a fucking failing grade because you're lazy and you don't want me to rat you out.
So what I'm saying is, so you are going to sacrifice yourself by, you're going to do more work. Are you going to pick up that person's slack?
No, I will tell on them. I'm like, Mr. Ritz, Bob didn't do this, that, and the other, and he did not answer the phone when we called him. So assess it.
Okay, so let's play it out. I'm a teacher. You ready?
You're the teacher?
I've noticed that you're, you guys, you have one day to finish this, and this whole chunk isn't done yet.
Well, can I be very honest? That whole chunk's with Jacob's responsibility, and I don't feel like it's my fault. Yes, this is a group project, but okay. I'm not picking up Jacob's slack, so that's his part of the project.
Well, you know, a big part of this is not just about science. I do want you to know about science and, you know, molecules and whatnot, but the most important thing is teamwork. So
you're saying
you all can figure it out between you, because I let you all divvy up the work between you, but at some point tomorrow, this has to be done.
So at what point does your job as a teacher come in to relegate this, his, like, indecency? So let's say you and Mrs. Marble have a group project to do. Ms. Marble didn't do any of the project. Now what? So, and you do all of it, Mr. Caldwell.
Well, the thing is, as part of my job, no matter what, at the end of the week, I have to have my work in, no matter who it is. No matter what it is, we all have to have our work. So you all got together. This will be reflected in all of your grades. So everyone is getting the exact same grade on this project. It is a group project. I did not delegate work. You all delegated the work yourselves. So I'm saying tomorrow, maybe you can have a talk with Jacob. Maybe you and your
co-. We've spoken many times, and he's still not doing anything. So you're trying to teach us. So let me get this right, Mr. Carlo.
This is about
your lesson to us as students is to do everything and let people skate on through. That sounds like a really healthy life lesson.
No, it's about peer engagement. This is problem solving amongst yourselves, which is a very important part of science.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna engage my fist to your motherfucking throat after
class.
All
right, Kevin, we're gonna have to send you to the office. You can't.
Me? He's not working.
You just threatened to hit him.
No, I said my fist was gonna hit him. I'm not gonna hit him. My fist is gonna hit him.
You got it funny. Have you went down to the drama department?
Should I, Mr. Coleman?
You should go down there. You're pretty good.
You wanna walk me?
I do not. This is getting very suggestive. Ring. There's the bell. But like you've done Drag Race, and yeah. when one person, I will say that, like, you know what, honestly, I think that what has taught me the most about teamwork in my life, and I'm not trying to be funny, is this podcast.
How so?
This, can I just say it? The first season, the first year, we did our little 13 episodes in 1 year, I was pulling a lot of weight.
Oh, that's right.
Now, to be fair, I had more time. I didn't have more time. I was doing 8 shows a week at the time.
But you were, like, stationary in one place doing the thing. Also, I want to say this. When we started, you volunteered to us. You was like, Monet. You literally were like, Monet, oh, you have to just show up. I'm going to edit it, and Mitch is going to do the video. Like, Monet, what's the problem? What's your problem?
Okay, what about when you went back to All-Stars, and you were gone, and I was, like, sitting here? What about then?
But we didn't have episodes.
We did have episodes.
When I was away doing All-Stars, how do we have episodes?
We filled in. Miss Cracker filled in for you. Honey Davenport filled in
for
you.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did.
So you say that this podcast is talking about teamwork. Well, this podcast has taught me a lot about teamwork as well and how to work as a team. Because they've oftentimes, I would say Bob exhibited chef's kiss teamwork today. There was a topic that Bob has been wanting to do for a while.
You are so childish.
And I came in and Bob asked me, like, you know what, Monet? It's okay. I asked for another week. Bob said, you know what, Monet? We don't have to do it. We can do whatever you like to do today. It was that was great. I love that. It made me feel very good.
Well, if anyone's wanted to go to one of the topic was I want to talk have a conversation about billionaires. Mm-hmm. This was the idea came to me when
Rihanna
became a billionaire, and how I sent out a tweet that got the children. And it was I can't remember. It was like someone. It was Sandra Bullock with a
bird. Oh, the bird mask,
Bird Box, and it said all the gays when the girls gays and theys when Rihanna became the eat the rich gays when Rihanna became a billionaire. But we'll talk about that later.
Ooh, girls gays and theys. That's a good one.
But I actually said the eat the rich gays or yeah. when Rihanna became a billionaire. Anyway. Yeah. But yeah, so this project, this podcast is legit one of my favorite things that I've ever done with my career. Same. And honestly, the fans see it for us so hard. Like the fans, like when I say y'all see it, you all see it. But for some reason, the powers that be, I feel like they don't see it for us.
I feel like that too.
And because they reach out to us to do individual stuff all the time. And yeah. I'll be like, they'll be like, who do you want to collab with? And I'll be like, you know, honestly, it's Monet. Like yeah. Monet is the one that we should be having here. I don't really know how to do this. There it is. For this collab.
Did you tighten that one?
Yeah. There we go. For this collab. And then they were like, what about you and, you know, they'll pick someone I never even met. What about you and Vivian Panay? What about you and Alisa Summers? We got to get you and Mystique Summers Madison out here. I have never met these girls. I've met Mystique.
Although there's that thing that we that offer, and I think we should do it. I think it'll be fun.
I went to talk about that before.
I just like doing stuff with you. Sometimes the pay is not the best, but I'm like, it'll be fun.
Drag them.
I do
a lot of stuff with you. I often take pay cuts to work with you. girl, I'm talking about, we both took a pay cut. Y'all don't realize that the whole first year of our podcast, we never made a dollar.
Nothing.
Literally, I think the first time we made a dollar was on the Patreon.
Yeah.
And it was not making a lot of money.
Also, that money was going right back into the podcast.
From our pockets.
Yeah. So we weren't profiting. We started profiting on this podcast.
At the live shows.
Yeah, live shows, which was, yeah. Yeah, live shows.
Like 2 years into the process. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
So once we started, which we got to bring them back one day. We got to do it. Come on, once a month in LA.
We said it, and they said yes. Bob, everyone is in agreement. You're the only one. Bob was like, Monet, we got to do this, Monet. I'm like, okay, let's do it. Monet, we need to.
I used to have to beg Monet to do certain aspects of the show. I remember being like, Monet, we have to do videos. And Monet was like, I just don't think that.
And I'll say it again because it was.
And I'll say it again.
Do I sound like that?
Sometimes.
Sorry, guys. And I'll say it again. It's because we weren't being paid to do it.
Yeah, but Monet, I kept saying, if you build it, they will come. Like, I have a dream of time going by. One day, we're going to move into a brick and mortar space.
What does that mean?
Brick and mortar, like a storefront or a space. We're going to build out our like legit studio, and we're going to be like 5 days a week. Like this show, like Sibling Rivalry is about to be one of the most popular like radio style shows. It's going to be so good.
I'm so down.
Like that would be so great.
We're
like,
still toying about
it. And then we could have a thing called on Fridays we do drag. So Monday through Thursday we could be out of drag. And then we have a thing like on Fridays we do drag and we're in there in full drag. That would be so fucking cute.
Y'all know this by now. Bob is like an idea well. Bob always has. Bob is, you're constantly thinking about ideas. Like constantly.
But wouldn't that be fun though?
That'd be amazing.
I think we have to just start doing it because we could either wait. You remember when I was in San Francisco. It was during Berkeley. Yeah, I was in San Francisco when we got our first call being like, it was our first call from like a radio station or a podcast network being like, we're going to sign you guys up.
Oh, yeah,
and I was like, they full of shit. And whoever it was, I don't even remember who it was. They were full of shit. They did not sign us up.
Yeah.
And then now we're on our second podcasting network now.
Yeah, we switched.
But it was a whole thing for people to like see us. But I don't know why, like the powers that be, except for these podcasting networks that we've been with, are kind of like, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, and I also want to say this, Watchery. I think we're just gonna be because Watchery is such a tight turnaround.
Yeah,
we had a lot of questions about it. It'll come out a little later on Mondays. It's still gonna come out on Mondays, but the video one, it will always be on our Patreon Monday morning. But the audio one for on all the podcast spaces will be like an afternoon release.
Yeah, but if you want to see, first and foremost, always go to siblingrivalrypodcast.com/support and join our Patreon.
Yes.
But this has definitely been my biggest teamwork moment. And to be honest, I'm really not into teamwork outside of this show. Like and we're here. But also think about we're here isn't really about teamwork. Like it's not like Queer Eye. You know, Queer Eye is like five people working on one person. We're here, we show up in town, we all say, hey girl,
and then
for a week we leave.
Yeah.
And then at the end we're like, look what I did.
Yeah. Oh yeah, but so that's you and the girls. What about like your personal team, like you and Domino and Kaka?
Yeah, so I will say this: that is definitely teamwork, but it's different because I'm the leader of the team. Like I have more swag and than or say so. Swag, say so. Yeah, more of a, I don't know the wrong word. What's the word I'm looking for? Authority in that situation because I mean, it's like. I give prompts. So this is how it works. On We're Here, we have a prompt for the episode. So you all saw we had a prompt where it was all, we're all in football. The prompt was just football and blue and white. So we were like, what do we do? And I told Domino, I want to be in a jersey, but I wanted to be a cat suit. But I also wanted to be, so I want to be wearing football clothes, but not separate. So I want to be in like one full jersey
so cute.
Moment. And he was like, great. So then Domino goes and like draws up these really cool ideas. And then I will say, like, maybe just can we do the hip pads to the side or something like that? And then Domino goes, sure. But Domino, it is Domino's design from my, like, idea. And I mean, when I say a vague idea, I'm just saying, like, I wanted to be jersey, I wanted to be a cat suit, and I wanted mm-hmm. to be one piece. And then Domino does the rest. So the design is truly Domino's design. Mm-hmm. And then once Domino does the design, we go to Gloria. Gloria, who's the owner of Wigs and Grace, will pick some hair. So Gloria draws up hair. And she's like, I'm thinking braids all the way to the floor. And I'm like, I love that. Cornrows all the way to the floor. Fierce. And then after that's all said and done, then Layla will send over a face chart. And
oh, really?
Then, yeah. And that's typically how
and
it
Kennedy's
works.
And Kennedy's like.
Well, Kennedy's organizing. And I also use Kennedy for a lot of reference in her opinion. I trust Kennedy's opinion about outfits and stuff. She went. Yeah. She has a degree in costume design
Kennedy's
as well.
Kennedy's great.
Yeah, Kennedy also has a degree in costume design. So I'll go to Kennedy for her opinion. Me and Kennedy basically go back and forth over each thing after they send us a first pass.
Got it.
And so there is teamwork. And I really believe in like letting people on your team shine. Mm-hmm. I really believe in letting people do what they do best. Like what I loved about doing that Pride, my first Pride, all my Pride campaigns I've done, the very first one I did, I would just call them and just give them literally
what Pride campaign?
My Instagram. Instagram.
Oh, yeah,
I did my rainbow Instagram.
And do you want to talk about the red color red in your Pride series?
Well, that was my second Pride series, but
the
I
first one.
There was the second one for sure.
No, say so what was the first one?
It was Dallas.
Oh yes, got it.
The Lady High. But Monet did give me Monet gave me years ago actually. Mm-hmm. And you gave it to me before Drag Race, before either of us were on Drag Race, I think.
Did I?
I'm pretty sure. Like both of this was before both of Monet. Maybe. Monet went to the, like this. Tell them the story of you in the store.
Oh my God! So
we be getting dragged for not putting pictures on the screen. We will. I promise. This picture is on the screen right now. Can y'all believe it? It is literally right here between us.
And I'm all gonna right. like the Wheel of Fortune.
But you were saying you're a little.
Oh yeah, like, so it was for Miss Hell's Kitchen. I don't remember the first or the second one, but the opening thing because Miss Hell's Kitchen is a pageant to raise money for AIDS and research and Cycle for a Cause. So the first category is presentation is always red. So I wanted this. I was like, I wanted something in like red African print fabric.
Ankara.
So I'm like looking around. I'm like, this is before I didn't know about the garment district and stuff. So I just went to this. The small African lady shop on 123rd and Malcolm X Boulevard. And I walk and I'm like, hey, can I see your red Ankara fabrics? And she shows me and she's like, for who? I was like, for for my friend. She wants to get a dress made. And I wanted the lady to make it. She was like, okay, well, I had my measurements written down. I was like, I can just give the measurements. She can make mm-hmm. it. She's like, no, I need to fit your friend. And I was like, okay, so I come back like 2 days later and I come back with like my pads and everything in a bag and she's like, where's your friend? I'm like, she's right here. She's right here. And she was so confused. And I was like, give me a minute. So I go in the bathroom, put my padding on, and bitch, the look on her face that I came with my titties, my corset, my pads, she was like, and she just, I want to say begrudgingly made this dress, girl. She
were
was
you
like,
telling her, were you like, it's actually... Were you saying like it's for another friend and she's my size, or were you just like it's me, bitch?
I know I said yeah, it's that's what I said. I said that it was for my friend and she was my size, with all the padding and stuff on. It was so ridiculous.
You were like, I know she's busy. She's a very busy woman. So what I do is I just alter my body to look like her body, and we are not the same person. But to be fair, we are about the same size, and I am your friend. defense, you're right.
Honestly, in terms of teamwork, I'm happy that you and I are so similar in size because we really get to borrow each other's clothes, which is great.
It's really great.
So convenient.
Honestly, phenomenal. 10 out of 10, would recommend having a best friend who does drag, who is the same size as you. Because, I mean, my shit be a little saggy in the booty sometimes. I did one time fill in. So I filled in for Monet on Work the World one time in Paris.
Yeah.
And I wore like two of Monet's outfits. What?
Go ahead.
Anyway, I was wearing this, and there's this thing we call diaper butt, which is where like your butt just looks like too big or whatever. Uh-huh. So Monet was wearing this pink outfit.
Metal.
This like pink metallic like holographic looking fabric. And I put it on, and I had never really worn one of Monet's outfits like a leotard before. And there was just so much butt space. Like there was just so much like it was like 2 inches off my ass. I don't know why that shit tickled me so much.
Damn. Yeah, wait, so how were you in school with group projects?
I was a horrible student.
Okay. So you were the one who was slacking.
No, I didn't slack. When it came to group projects, I would not slack. But honestly, my downfall was pride. And I'm kidding. My downfall was homework. Like when it came to, so when I was in high school, it was me, Shanterica, and I can't remember the last girl's name.
Lanithia.
It was something with a cun. Because we had to in anatomy, we had a cat. It would give you a full cat.
A real, like, live
a
cat?
A real, dead, not live, a dead cat from the pound. So it comes in like a vacuum sealed bag, and it is just a dead cat. Yeah. So everyone gets a dead cat.
Oh my God.
And you have to skin the cat. You have to take out all the organs and identify them.
That is insane.
You all never dissected animals?
No, I've never dissected an animal in school ever.
I was a junior or a senior. You have to
that's crazy.
You skin the cat. You have to identify all the muscles, all the internal organs, and then you have to take the cat home. Someone had to take the cat home. You boil it, and then you get all the meat off the bones.
Bob, you're kidding.
I'm not making this up.
Bob, this is one of your end classes. I'm telling you. You are such a liar.
No, this is, and then you have to reassemble.
Bob, you are such a liar.
I'm not.
A school is not giving a 17, 18-year-old a full-on cat and say, like,
yes.
Remember to take a cat home. I'm like, mom, I need to boil the cat. You are such a liar.
I'm not lying. I wish I could fucking call Dernica right now.
That is insane.
I'm about to call. Danica's about to be like, why is Bob the drag queen calling me after literally. Danica, there's no way Danica's going
to
answer this.
And you have to boil it?
You have to boil it. Yeah, you have to boil the cat to get all the meat off the bones. It happened at Morrow High School. And they give you these dead cats. And our cat was pregnant.
Now you. Bob,
I'm not kidding.
You are such a liar.
We named our cat Shankriska. Because it was all of our names, Shanterica, Dernica, and Chris. The cat's name was Shankriska.
Who boiled it? Because I know Martha Caldwell did not even
boil it. Shanterica, or I can't remember her name, but she took the cat home to boil it. Dernica's probably like, there is, why? But when I say I have not reached out to Dernica in like legitimately a solid.
This is crazy.
20 years. She's probably like, what the fuck? Maybe her. So. This is going to sound like I'm really lying. So Dernica is a twin, and her sister's name is Dermica. I'm not making this up. Dermica and Dernica Dodson. And I'm pretty sure that I was with Dernica. Hey, girl, do you... Do you remember me from high school? ? Yeah, you would Shan, what's her name? I think me and her sister, I mean, me and Dermica were probably a little bit closer than me and Dernica were. Dermica. Mm-mm. Should I call Dermica? If they answer this would be so crazy. Oh. You are not connected. We cannot connect.
Got it.
Anyway. So, Shan, what's her name? I think her name was Shanterica. She took the cat home. Her mom was so grossed out. She threw it away.
Yes.
But she threw out my grade.
That's not what. So you got penalized for the mom throwing the cat out?
So we all had to like scramble and join another group. So me and Dernica had to go join another group because Shan, what's her name, mom threw our cat away. So you have to take the cat home, put it on your barbecue grill. But I could not. I lived in an apartment complex, so we didn't have a barbecue grill. I'm not making this up, Monet. And then she went to go boil it, and her mom was freaked out. Like, why are you boiling a dead cat? A pregnant dead cat. Also, lots of our cats had BBs in them.
Can y'all please sound off if y'all think this is real?
And me and Dernica Dawson and her sister, I can't remember if it was Dernica or Dernica who was in the group with
Please me. Comment below. Bob, I just don't believe this to be true. This sounds insane. I don't care if it's the South. You cannot tell kids to bring home a fucking dead pregnant cat and tell them to boil it at home.
We didn't know the cat was pregnant.
And also, how do you, like kids like you? So what if you don't have a grill? So you wanted to, so your school wants you to take this dead pregnant cat into your kitchen where your family cooks dinner and boil it?
The teacher said, "Do not do it on your kitchen because the cat is soaked in formaldehyde
and diseases." Right.
I don't know if there's any diseases. I don't know.
I mean, bitch, they get diseases from mosquitoes that come out of fossils from 2,000 years ago.
And from trade. and you let them in your fucking bed. And you eat their buttholes.
I don't do that anymore.
You stop eating butt?
I'm spoken for. Well, no, I still do it, but I'm spoken for.
You be eating his butt? Do you eat his butt or not? Oh, God. You tell me, I eat Jacob's butt.
Great.
Do you eat his butt?
Perhaps.
Must be nice. But anyway, yeah, and you take the cat home and you fucking boil it up. So anyway, I had to join another group. Because the girl's mom threw our cat away. So she got a failing grade. Me and Dermika went to different groups that had already done all the work. So we just showed up. We did everything up until reassembling the cat.
So they failed.
And I fucking skinned a cat.
They failed Shanterica because her mom threw out the cat?
I'm not sure what happened to her. But I know that
I haven't spoken to her today.
Our group disbanded. Because our cat was thrown in the
what
trash.
Your teacher is unhinged. That is not right.
I feel like dissecting animals is pretty standard.
Yeah, it's like a frog anomaly. Something small.
I dissected a frog once. There were schools in my district that did pigs.
Like how big?
Like a full-size pig. The whole class would get together and do
the South?
So did y'all not do this in school?
No, the South is a different, bitch, you know that term, y'all are just built different, okay?
The whole class got together and did, so my class, there were like, maybe like 10, no, we're in groups of three. So probably like, maybe like somewhere between 8 and 10 cats. And then there was this other class in our same school that did, the whole class had one pig. And you show up to school one day and there's a fucking, an entire dead pig just sitting on the
lungs over here, the heart over here, the intestines.
No, it's
over
one
here.
Big pig. And then the kids rip it apart. The kids pull out the lungs. The kids pull out the heart.
That is insane.
The kids skin the pig. The kids cut out the snout. The kids pull the brain out. And then the kids put the whole thing back together.
That is insane to me. We need to move on because
And that's why we in the South are good at teamwork. And being serial killers.
So did you think that you were a leader in that or were you?
I probably wasn't. No, it was science. So I was not being a leader. I was always a leader in theater and literature and history. But when it came to science and math, I was a nobody's leader. And once, what's her name, fucking got our cat thrown out, it was just like the band broke up.
Well, and Drag Race challenges, I've always been nervous about because if the group does terribly, they always try to throw the leader out first. They're like, "Well, Bob, it was Bob's that choreo, and Bob took the end, and you end up being the bottom for the whole group's mistake."
Our group challenges were Bitch Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Who was the leader in that? I don't remember.
I don't remember who won that one. That wasn't the reading challenge. It was too early for the reading challenge. I'm not sure. I don't remember. It was Cha Cha Bitch. We did Cha Cha Bitch and Chi Chi Devane. And it was Chi-Chi and someone else.
Yeah.
One.
Together?
Yeah, because there are two winners, and they each get to be the group leader, and they pick their groups. And you find out who's getting picked last, and I think Kimchi got picked last.
And in Street Meets, you were the leader of that.
Honestly, I would give it Asta Petty. Asta Petty was more the leader of that group because really? I was unhinged that episode. That was when I was fighting with everybody. Me and Thorgy going at it. Me and Lucian Piani going at it. That was an episode where I was like, I was definitely very outspoken. That episode. And I actually do think that Betty probably should have won that episode.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Betty was great. Betty was great on Drag Race.
Yeah, until she like went home.
The fucking doves.
There was a recent moment someone showed me of Betty just like trashing Trixie, and I was like, I forgot how mean that was. Like, it was like mean. Like Trixie was giving Kim Chi this like sweet message, and then Betty's like, look how ugly her makeup is. It's so ugly.
And I'm untucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
Like, oh, she's so ugly. She's literally ugly. Oh, I hate it. And Kim's like, no. And Kim's like crying. She's like, oh, she's so fucking ugly.
I love Betty.
And I was like, Jesus Christ. You know how it is when people get those messages on Drag Race.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's so emotional.
Betty, I never got one. Did you get one?
Did not get one.
Me either.
My roommate filmed one. My roommate. The person living in my house at the time.
No one ever filmed one for me. They probably be like, this ain't going far.
Judy filmed one for me. Judy Darling filmed one. But also, I think they didn't air because I would have been like, I mean, I love Judy Darling. But I've been like, oh, hey, Judy. I'd have been like, Judy.
On All Stars, I wish they would have, if they would have like, sent one from you, I would have probably died.
I got one from my mom at the finale.
Oh, I remember that, of course.
But I also talked to my mom that day. Like, I talked to her like earlier that day. It hit different on Drag Race because you're away and you haven't seen anyone. You don't even like, I mean, y'all, you don't have phones. All you have is the only media you have is a television that is connected to like, internet, like satellite TV, not like you can't zoom through like Netflix and stuff.
Yeah. Yes, you can. On All Stars, we had that.
Back in my day, no, you had to watch what was on TV. And then you have your iPod full of RuPaul's music and the lip sync song.
And your memory.
So, how did you masturbate during Drag Race? You just thinking, just recall, memory recall?
So, 6 weeks long, I probably masturbated maybe twice. I can like.
Those loads were probably huge.
They were very big loads. But like when I went to both season 10 and All Stars,
did you masturbate to any of
maybe three times?
Any of your co-stars?
No,
not even one.
Not even a single one. No, ew. No, none of them. It was like memory stuff, like hookups I had before. Because you know there are some hookups that stay in your brain, bitch. There are like four hookups in my brain I will never forget. Never forget them.
What's so great about them?
They were just all the things like happened. One recently with
I thought you were spoken for.
Right. That's what with him. I'm like, I'm gonna remember this for the rest of my life probably. It was great. It was great.
And that's why you're
that's why he locked it down, girl.
Also, I'm a little bit weirded out that everyone has met this guy except me.
Okay, Bob, everyone it was Cracker.
Pixie.
Because they were together. Who else? That's it. You're gonna meet him on Friday.
I haven't even seen a picture of him.
Yes, you have.
Literally not one.
I did show you a picture.
I only got his name when you said it in front of Plastique and Kim. has this guy met Monet Exchange?
He met Monet Exchange in 2018 when I was leaving drag. I was leaving drag called New York, and Patty was taking too long. So it was just me walking through the streets looking for my car. And he said he stopped me. He was like, do you need help? And I was like, you know, because I thought it was one of the fans that wanted a picture. I was like, no, I'm good. And he like tried to help me do the thing, and I like shoot him away. So he did meet me in drag.
Jacob, have you met me? Have you met Bob the Drag Queen before?
Oh yeah, did you meet Bob before you met Bob?
No.
That don't sound sure.
No, but my ex did.
Really?
What did your ex meet me?
DragCon.
Do they have a good story? What did they say?
No, I it was after we broke up.
Oh. Anyway,
I did meet Ezra before.
Where?
I apparently met him at Mickey's. He was with Willem, because Ezra and Willem are friends.
Uh-huh.
And Ezra said I paid him dust.
Really?
Ezra was like, I did not even exist.
Bob, when you are not in the mood, you are not in the mood.
Well, when I'm working and I'm like, I'm in drag, I'm working, and I was like, I'm not saying Ezra's just some twink, but I was like, listen, I'm working.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he was like, yeah, you did not.
Picture of him.
Oh, he's cute. Oh.
What did I say?
That shirt.
Oh, yeah, I told you that.
Oh. She's family. Somebody. I like this guy.
Oh, God. Oh,
I like him. I am so excited for you.
Yeah.
Do you think sex is teamwork?
Ooh, like sex is oh, yeah, for sure. Sex is a dance, okay? You kind of have to, like, go with your partner, but also know, like, when to pull back away to make it sexy. Or, like, maybe you may not be, like, into doing something in that moment, but you trust your partner and you, like, go that way. You're like, oh, my God, that was actually really fun. I think sex is definitely teamwork, for sure. What do you think?
Yeah, I think sex is teamwork. It is more than anything, it is communication, which is a big part of teamwork.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to have – and whether you're having sex with a long-time partner or a person you just met on the dance floor at, you know, Evita, you're going to have to, like – you're going if you want it to be good – you two are gonna have to communicate.
Yeah.
You're just gonna have to.
Yeah.
Like, I think my worst hookups have been where there was, like, no communication going on. I'm like,
Or that person was just so set on what they wanted to. They didn't give a fuck what you were into.
Exactly. Exactly.
Five.
Yeah. I mean, our like high school motto was like teamwork makes the dream work. Have you had things where you're like, I'm not asking you to say any names, but people you work with and you were like, never again.
Absolutely. For sure. Queens especially. Like, you did a gig with them, you're like, I never want to tour with this person again. I never want to do a gig with this person again. I will never do this digital photo shoot, whatever the fuck, ever again.
Well, can I say something that has been very controversial online?
What?
Because a lot of folks, because there's a tour coming up with a lot of girls on it.
Oh, girl.
And a lot of folks are like, I thought the girl said never again. And then the girls are like, well.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw a lot of people have butthurt that myself and some of the other girls are on the Marin Pita tour. And I wanted those people to say, mind your fucking business. I think that behind the scenes things have happened. People have apologized. And again, you know me, Bob. I'm like a big old sap. If someone tells me like they're sorry, I'm like, I try to see the best in them. And
do they? I haven't experienced this part of Monet.
I may walk away again. I may be like, fuck this shit.
But yeah, I think relationships with people change over time, and the fans are like, honey, I heard.
And people, the fans always swear the end on stuff, and you always also have people like Bianca who do the most and make shit bigger than it needs to be.
That is true. That is her. That's her whole gig.
That's her whole personality.
Yeah, and but also then she does that, and the fans are like.
Uh-huh. Oh,
Monet and Bianca are fighting. Like, they are friends.
Yeah.
Like, Monet and Bianca are like, they hang out, they're friends.
Yeah.
I think part of being friends with Bianca is knowing that she's probably going to be shady.
Uh-huh.
At some point.
And hateful and nasty.
Down the line.
Yeah,
you know
for
I mean?
Sure. For sure. But can I tell you, Bob, things just do not bother me anymore. Like, stuff like that. I'm like, okay.
Stuff like what? Like Bianca?
Like Bianca's saying her thing and everyone be like, oh yeah, Monet and Bianca are fighting. Oh yeah, Bianca's right, Monet. How dare you? We need to... What makes me feel so good when fans... When fans are like, okay, now you need to respond and you don't respond and they get mad that you're not responding. Oh, I fucking love it.
Well, the fans really want to hear... You know, there was a great episode. I really recommend any... This is not paid. Watch The Other Two.
The what?
The Other Two. It's on HBO. First season was on Comedy Central. Second season on HBO. It is a show about, it's like loosely based on like Justin Bieber, but from the perspective of like his siblings, his much older siblings, and this like really famous kid who's like in high school, and then second season he's in college. And it's like what it's like to be the sibling of a very famous internet kid who's like now like MTV's like the toast of the town. And there's this one episode all about how one of his sisters like becoming like, she's becoming like a successful businesswoman. And there are these girls who are like trying to bring her down. Like all they want to do is like just fucking bring her down.
Hmm.
And then Wanda Sykes' character was like, it's because they look up to you.
Got it.
Like they really look up to you and they, and you know, when you unfollow them, spoiler alert, when you unfollow her on Instagram, it really hurt her feelings. It's a funny comedy.
Okay.
Like when you unfollow her, it really hurt her feelings. So now she's trying to attack you because you mean so much to her.
Got it.
So then afterwards, spoiler alert. I'm going to say this one more time. Spoiler alert. At the end of the episode, she comes up and she goes, hey, sorry I unfollowed you. I'll follow you again. And then the girl like geeked out and was like, oh my God, I cannot believe that she's following me. Like, Brooke Dubeck is following me again on Instagram. And then she like muted her.
But I have so many people muted, they don't even know. Not to mention, you know,
muting is better than blocking.
Oh, love it. And not to mention, you know, I've been working a lot with Mateo on like material and jokes and stuff. So I'm definitely going to use this time to workshop a lot of my stuff in front of huge audiences.
Mateo needs to be, we all owe him some money. Me, you, and Miss Cracker.
Yeah.
Because he helped me with my second special. Mm-hmm. And the way he helped me, he like just uses his connections and got me on like everyone's show. Like if Mateo says like, my friend wants to do your show, they just gave me a spot. And the same with Miss Cracker got at the Cellar. She got invited back to the Cellar, which is like the number one comedy club in America. It's like the most prestigious, should I say, comedy club in America. Yeah. And then also I told him about all my jokes. I was like flushing them out. But like Mateo would really be out here helping the queens.
So I'm like, I'm not going to fuck what y'all have to think. I'm going to use this time to better myself and my career, my craft.
Yeah.
So.
Did you take my advice?
Which was what?
I gave you some notes about those jokes you told at Life is Beautiful.
Oh, yeah. For sure. I love that. I'm definitely going to use those.
Yeah. Let me know how it works. That was, if you use that reference.
That was great.
That'd be so
funny. What was it again?
Frozone. Monet was saying she's going up the steps. You were like 2x2 or 4x4, like last night. And I was like, the way you were doing, you look like Frozone. I was like, but you're going up the stairs like fucking Frozone.
Yeah, for sure. I love you so much. It's a great episode.
I love you too. We did some great teamwork today. By the way, just so you guys know, me and Monet are not trying to be extra nice because we had a volatile episode.
We're really not.
This is our natural.
A volatile one will probably come soon.
Yeah. but people are like, oh, you can tell they're trying to be nice. We're not trying to be.
We're not.
This is the ebb and flow. Is it ebb and flow?
Ebb and flow, yeah.
This is the ebb and flow of our. Is it EB, ebb? What is ebb? What is an ebb?
I think that's the name of the person.
I don't, wait. Ebb like, and.
Like DW Du Bois.
Oh, it's EBB. Ebb and flow. What is it? Okay, what is an ebb? I'll read the definition for the people. The movement of the tide out to sea is an ebb.
So you don't trust Jacob?
Jacob doesn't have a microphone. Okay. So this is the ebb and flow of our relationship. It is quite natural. I'm going to hate this bitch in a minute. We're trying to hang out tonight.
And you won't. Agree, you won't come to the place
because I don't want to go. Okay, I don't mind saying this out loud. It's not the person. I don't like going to the clubs in LA. I don't have relationships with all the managers.
Right.
I go to therapy. Rest in peace. I go to industry.
And everyone knows you.
They know me. They're treating me nice. They're ushering me in. If I don't want to be surrounded, I can stand in the DJ booth.
Yeah.
I know all the DJs.
Gee,
I can
that's
go back.
True. That's true.
I can go backstage with the managers. I've worked at all those bars. Bitch, I couldn't even. I tried to go hang out and see what's their fucking name, Aluja and Cornbread and
Jete.
You were there, yeah.
At
the Abbey, and the guy wasn't even gonna let me in the front door.
Yeah.
The bouncer was like, "Bitch, who the fuck are you?" And we had to go get the manager, and the manager was like, "Is that BB? Like, who the fuck is that?" And then like they finally let us in.
Yeah, I feel that. That I do feel, which is really annoying. And then, so like, there's like no like relief. Like you're just in it, and like everyone is like coming at you.
So me not wanting to go to the Abbey has nothing to do with like the people and the show and the company.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like I don't mind saying this. At a certain level of fame, especially gay fame in a gay space, I need to be able to be sequestered a little bit.
For sure, I feel that.
And that's why there's that weird thing where like everyone's like. Kim, I'm just even saying that because you're gonna do your little bit where you act like I don't like her, which is not true.
I'm not.
There's this video of Rihanna like in a swarm of fans, like being like completely swarmed by fans.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, she's the real one. And it's like, if you don't want that, it doesn't make you not real. You know?
Yeah. Why do you?
Okay. And do not.
And I'm kidding.
I do not hate Rihanna.
I'm kidding. I know. All
right, we gotta get out of here. I love you very much.
I love you very much too, Roberta.
Your hands are so light skinned.
My hands are not light skinned.
They're lighter than your face,
Bob. Bob, they're lighter than you.
Now put your hand by your face.
My hands are not lighter than my face.
Bitch, and also the tips of your fingers are like super, like white. The palms of your hand are the color of Jacob's skin. Like, look at my
okay,
palm.
Okay, the palm of your hands are the color of Naomi's skin.
Jacob, come put your arm by Monet's white ass. Not the palm, the back of your hand. That is almost the same. I cannot believe how white your hands are. We gotta go. Bye, everybody.
The one where we find out Monet's white.
Angie.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.